Irresponsible Behavior is comprised of three friends with three drastically different views on life and the world around us.
From social media to politics, video games to our favorite cereal, join the ride as we discuss with no certain detail the way we view hot topics.
Be warned, this show is raunchy, harsh on the ears, and might even bring you to tears, hopefully from laughing.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
All right.
I'm not wearing one.
Oh. Actually, I'm wearing one.
Of course you are.
All right.
My favorite part of the show.
All right, here we go. I actually had to write, so I know we're recording, but I had to write it out because I stumble over my words. So
we know.
Let me get the first part of it going.
No.
Quit staring at me.
I can't do it when you stare at me.
Yeah, you guys turn around. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Irresponsible Behavior, starring Rocky and screw these two guys.
Hey, screw you, bud.
Starring Rocky.
Yeah, just me.
Where's
me.
Bullwinkle?
Just, yeah.
When does he show up? Where's the moose?
I thought you were Bullwinkle.
Me?
Yeah.
See, I had like a cool little like catchphrase that I was going to say, but you guys ruined it. I was going to say where things just fall apart about midway through.
Time out. Time out.
That's really good. But we didn't ruin it.
I don't know. Well, I didn't hear ruin. I heard like rune. Like you ruined it.
Oh, I don't. No, it's rune with a W.
No. What?
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
What? I don't like that one bit. All right. Just tell the people what they're listening to.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Irresponsible Behavior. I had a stroke. Mild stroke. Sorry. I'm really bad at these.
This man is trying too hard.
Now, just listen, everyone. Just so you know, I am really bad at these intros. Trevor's the best. Medic has done pretty good. No, Trevor's the best. I'm sorry. His vocal range is like,
oh, that's true.
Amazing.
He's got the podcast voice.
He really does.
I'm gonna take this as a compliment, but I feel like it's meant as an insult.
But I just let's just hold on a minute. I need to tell all these fine people that we are on multiple platforms on social media, and I have a heart pin.
What
pencil,
the fuck?
Pencil. Sorry. Wow, man.
He also has ADD.
Yeah, my bad.
Coral.
Yeah, we have social medias. We have Twitter and Instagram, and I don't remember which one has the underscore. This is how bad
Instagram
I am at this.
Has the
okay, the answer.
Yeah.
It's irresponsiblePC_ on Instagram and irresponsiblePC on Twitter. We will have the links that you can conveniently click on. Yeah, there's just Trevor pointing at him.
I don't like what you're doing right now, Trevor, but yeah, it'll be in the description of the video.
Yeah.
As long as whoever posts the video remembers to put it there.
I'll probably forget. Oh, wait, are you going to post? Oh, shit.
I am a
Somebody's
train
taking
wreck.
Responsibility from me. Hallelujah. Wait, oh, you're not going to take it.
This is that weird spot where we talk about how everyone has some kind of responsibility to the show, and I just show up.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
it.
My thing.
Yeah.
I was literally about to ask, wait, what's your responsibility?
No, I just show up, I look at the camera, and I make fun of you guys.
That sounds right.
I think the intros that I do are like train wrecks. That's what I feel.
But it's okay, because we take the wreckage and turn it into something.
Well, not only that.
Typically. Making fun of you.
What does everybody do when a train wreck happens?
You watch it.
They watch it. Boom, boys. Boom.
All right.
There has been one of those in my career as a paramedic, like an actual literal train wreck. And I only know about it. I was off duty that day. I only know because it came through on my phone that the company was like, hey, requesting an all call train wreck at this location. Show up in like your street clothes because bad things are happening. And we're like,
oh no,
I had just loaded $200 of groceries in my trunk and I was super poor. And I was like, can't go. I just can't waste the food. So oops.
So
you're telling me you looked away. You looked away from a train wreck.
Yeah, I did. So, like, to be perfectly clear, though, there were zero casualties. One guy was injured, and the one person that was injured was the driver of the train that caused the accident. Like, he jumped out of his own train because he realized he couldn't stop before hitting the other one.
Oh, no.
And that's what hurt him. Everyone that was involved in the actual collision was totally fine.
Wow. You know, just a side note from that, I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want people to like start researching crap. But
a person I know, a family member of mine, hit a train. So he was part of a train wreck. He survived. He's fine. He's cool. Well, he almost didn't make it, but he did end up making it. He's okay now. But yeah.
That's good.
Train wreck stories for the win.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky, what's your train wreck story? Oh, you don't have one. You're not cool.
I am the train wreck.
That's true.
Yes, I am the train wreck. All right, let's move on. We're going to go on with housekeeping and life updates. Trevor, do you have anything fancy you need to tell everyone?
You know what? I'm kind of boring this week. I was really busy at work.
He's going to do it.
I made more stuff with my laser engraver.
Oh, my God.
That's the only interesting thing that's happened to me this week. I did buy more Funko Pops. I got a Pringles Funko Pop, like the Pringles can. That's cool. One more thing, too. I downloaded Jurassic World Evolution 2, and that game is fucking awesome. Just saying, just throwing that out there.
I don't know anything. I just saw the thing on the 5 that came out, and it was like, hey, look, it's a game. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea this existed or that there was a first one or anything about this game. And then I'm getting ads of like, you should get this. And I was like, oh, dinosaurs.
It's like,
I didn't know it existed, so it threw me off.
Have you ever played like Planet Coaster or anything like that where you build like the theme park?
Sure. You build your theme park. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like that.
Same thing, with Jurassic but with dinosaurs.
World. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And they like inevitably break out and eat everyone, I assume.
No, they don't. I mean, it depends. If you're doing like the challenge mode or whatever, yeah, that's probably going to happen. But like in the story or in like just a sandbox mode, no, as long as you take care of your shit, it ain't going to happen. But I'm not good at taking care of my shit. So
hey, we are not sponsored by Universal or whoever owns the properties for Jurassic. We're just talking.
Right. But if you guys want to sponsor this stupid ass podcast, go right ahead.
That's true.
That would be nice.
And this is the second or third episode in a row I've mentioned I have a PS5, Sony, if you're listening.
I still need a PS5, so Sony, if you're listening, yeah.
Ignore him. Just sponsor the podcast.
Do you understand do you understand that this is our fourth episode? You said second or third? This is our fourth.
Hey, he said second or third in a row that he's mentioned.
That I've mentioned the PS. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
golly, clean your ears out, you old man. Gah.
I can't hear today.
This is the fourth out of four episodes that we've made fun of you for being old, though.
That is very true.
I need a fan in here.
Yeah, and I'm the one with the ADD.
You can't even say ADD.
A-day-day.
Yeah, you are the one with ADD. Damn it, now you're messing me up.
A-day-day.
A-day-day.
That's his Roll Tide coming out.
Medic, do you have any housekeeping or anything fancy going on in your fantastic world of bullshit?
I'm still... Fantastic world of bullshit. I'm still doing the whole not using nicotine thing. It's going. Ish. I have not gone cold turkey. Not gonna lie. I've stolen hits off other people's vapes.
You know what? I feel like that's
on you and your cow.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Once or twice a day.
You make it sound like it's so like aggressive. You're like, man, been sneaking around vaping.
It is. Yeah. It's basically heroin. No, I'm just I am cranky now, more so than normal. And just difficult when you're the actual grandpa of the group who falls asleep early.
Just start drinking.
Yeah, I can tell.
Call back.
He already drinks. His name. Can I say what your name in my phone is? Is that okay?
Please do. Please do.
Okay. So yeah, he already drinks. His name in my phone is Suicidal Alcoholic Narcissist.
That's true.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
and
just
only
got,
one of those is true now.
That got real.
What, narcissist?
Yeah. All three of those were true at some point or another. Only one of those is true now.
Well, since we're doing this, even better, can I say what your soon-to-be wife's name is on my phone?
Oh, I don't remember it.
It's Old Hag.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All right. There's nothing...
We were talking about in-phones thing here. Trevor, do you still remember what you are in mine? Mm. Yeah, let's figure.
I don't think so. Side bitch. Side bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, you're...
Yeah.
Medic, you're in my phone is Medic, and Trevor's in my phone is Trevy Bear.
Trevy Bear.
I haven't heard that in a while. That's pretty good.
That's it. As far as my housekeeping, I really have nothing going on. You guys were talking about the Jurassic thing. I downloaded a game called Lumber Inc., and I've been... I've been
a lumberyard. Not gonna stop you there. We don't talk about mobile games because they're shit.
Listen, when you're bored and you're just kind of just hanging out, like Lumber Inc. I have a lumberyard I have to take care of, and I used to play another game on mobile. Now, just listen. It was called Egg Inc. All you do is move chickens to a house. Dude, I played hours of that
game last week.
I've played that one. The only mobile game worth playing is called Crush Them All. I don't care. And once again, we're not sponsored, but that's the only mobile game worth playing.
No.
A mobile game.
Game you play only available on your cell phone.
Okay.
That's fair.
Not a Switch game. Switch games are awesome.
I was about to get upset. Yeah. Because
Switches are awesome.
I started playing all of the mainline Final Fantasy games from FF1 all the way up.
And you
to
didn't
15.
Think to include that in a life update? That's pretty fucking cool.
You know, leave me alone. I've been on 3 for the last couple weeks and have not made much progress, so I haven't talked about it. I don't know. The first one I got through in 2 days, and then 2 took me a couple of weeks because that game is terrible. Final Fantasy 2 is just garbage. It is a bad game. Not sponsored. Three is pretty good so far. I'm digging it. That's when they introduce the job system that becomes popular later on in the series. But yeah, huge. But they're only available Steam and mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been playing them on my phone because I don't have a gaming PC or a PC of any kind. Actually, I have a really old laptop that I use to study with that is barely functioning. So I play it on my phone. And so with you talking shit on mobile games, I was about to have a moment like a soapbox.
I saw you shaking. And my other update, I have a new shirt.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
Here we go again.
This is Medic's part of the shirt. Now, this shirt, I feel like, brings the show up a whole new level. I figured because I was hosting tonight, I needed something, the pizzazz that I needed to really draw people in. And for our audio listeners, this shirt, you're going to have to go to our YouTube and
I'll do my best to describe it as I always do.
Yeah.
Isn't an exact replica of the shirt Hugh Jackman wears in The Greatest Showman. I'm gonna be upset.
Oh no, it's not.
Of hosting.
It's not.
That's what I need.
All right, audio listeners. He's unzipping his hoodie. He's smiling with the biggest shit-eating grin ever. What are you wearing?
Oh no, it gets better.
Oh no,
if it had no sleeves.
So far,
I want no sleeves on it.
It's a black tee with silver lips that are dripping down the shirt.
Oh,
it is glitter.
You guys ready?
It is glitter.
You guys ready?
Yeah. It's going to have like tassels. Oh, no. It's a crop top. It's a fucking crop top. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
man.
I have a lot of.
If you'd like to see a middle aged man's gut hang out from the bottom of his crop top, head over to the YouTube page.
He literally just borrowed that from his wife for the show. There's no way.
There's no way. That's his real shirt. I'd put money on it.
Oh, I do have crop tops that are mine.
But that one's not.
No, this one's hers. We've got more clothes.
Okay, see, I win, Travis. Now you should know not to bet with me.
Clearly.
Yeah, don't bet. But other than the me being a stern boss making millions of dollars on my lumberyard and wearing crop tops, and I got more responsibility at work, which has been kind of nice.
That's never nice. Who wants that?
I actually finally get to use my $800 pencil grinder that I bought a while back, which is nice. And
why did you buy an $800 pencil grinder? You make fun of me for buying a fucking laser engraver, and you buy an $800 pencil sharpener?
You need a pencil grinder, not a pencil sharpener, a pencil like a Dremel.
Oh, okay. That makes a little more sense, but that's still really expensive for like a rotary tool.
But
I definitely went the same place as Trevor did. But
you have to understand what I do for a living.
I know you make like really big wrenches. We've been over this.
No, I don't make wrenches.
That's what you said last time. I make tools.
Yeah.
Really big tools.
I am a tool and die maker.
Right.
So you make big wrenches.
No.
And you dye people's clothes.
We
Yes.
We grind, repair, and
do... I don't need to know what you do in your spare time,
exactly,
Rocky.
Exactly. Fine. You know what? I'm trying to talk, and you're just being... You're hurting my feelings.
You're going to survive, I promise.
I'm a new man today.
A new man today.
I'm a new man today.
Baptized.
I have been baptized. Never mind. I don't need to say anything. Because I've been shut down by the man.
By the man.
Yeah.
Trevor's the man.
Trevor spent $10,000 on a review that he got.
Our money, by the way. We have a joint fund.
Yeah.
No.
And now we can't afford anything.
And he just spent all of that without talking to us first.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I spent $10 of my own money.
$1,000 on a review.
Now, Dogecoin.
No.
I need you to listen. So we all put our money, our trust, into one account. And Trevor has been spending it foolishly on stuff that doesn't.
I'm going to get investigated for like embezzlement or
something. He bought a laser engraver. He bought Funko Pops. He doesn't even talk to us. I see the statements.
He doesn't. Yeah.
The count's in my name. And he's been just spending it like a fool.
It's a shame. Oh, no, real talk, though.
Oh, sorry.
Life update on that.
Okay.
My fucking debit card got hacked, and they spent $300 fucking dollars.
Oh, I've had that
happen. What kind of bullshit is that?
Wow.
Like that, and even worse.
Is it Rock
like,
spending your money in retaliation?
It probably is. Even worse, though, like, I don't even have most of my stuff online. Like, anything that I pay for online goes through PayPal, just because they're good. If there's fraud, they get it right back. Not sponsored. Anyways. So all my stuff, Kindle is the only one that like buys things online with one of our cards. So I'm like, it's got to be your card that's compromised, right? No, it's my fucking card. So that means it was a local store probably that had like a skimmer in it or something. Got my damn information. And they spent $118 at Shein. I'm sure most of y'all know what Shein is that are listening. Those that don't, it's a clothing store.
It's Shein, okay. But go ahead.
Whatever. And then the other $224 was spent at SQ Unitrex. So when I Googled it for the dispute form, it says it's like a essential oil place or whatever. I'm like, how fitting.
One is definitely just your charges.
No, yes. That is definitely not my charges.
Yeah, I got hacked.
No,
right.
No.
For those that don't know, Trevor does not believe in Western medicine in any way.
Oh, bullshit.
He relies exclusively on essential oils and homeopathic remedies.
That is true.
They're full of shit. They're both full of shit.
I
literally took an Advil this morning for my knee.
We went over to his house and he's like, man, he's like, you guys got a headache? I got some goat root and
I've
some
got this peppermint oil. And if you put this on your forehead,
put it on your nipples.
Cross, right.
But if you don't do it on a cross, it doesn't work.
Oh, dear Lord, no.
Just dip it in your nipples.
That would work. That'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
Make you feel real good.
Yeah, wake you up. Make you start your day off right.
Definitely. Definitely.
Wow.
Okay.
Assholes.
Sorry. Trevor?
Oh, it's my turn. Yes. I get to do the first topic this week.
The topic, the floor is yours, my liege.
Yes.
We had so much there.
I feel like this is going to piss me off, but go ahead.
So, have you guys seen... To introduce my topic or my range of topics here, have you guys seen that the James Webb Space Telescope got delayed?
I didn't.
It did. So it was supposed to launch like middle of this month, and now the launch date is December 31st, but they're aiming for December 18th.
It's very convenient.
This is stupid.
Why is that very convenient?
Because they publicized it like low key. Like I didn't hear anything about it till it spread on social media and like this is happening. And now that people know it's happening, they're like, oh, we can't do it. It's because they haven't figured out how to get past the dome.
Gosh, here we go. Look at Rock's face. He's swallowing every ounce of anger he can right now. Let him have it, Rock. Let it rip.
I'm going to say something very calmly.
Did you say it?
I am trying. I'm trying to be calm.
How's that going?
Because you believe in something that is not possible. And you just need to don't. We're talking about the telescope. We're not talking about your bullshit, whatever the fuck you believe, that does not make any sense. Don't stop.
As some magic round ball floating around.
I don't know if you're messing with me, or if you just like to just push my buttons. I believe that you do. I feel like this is like a thing you get off to, that you have touched yourself to. But it is greatly appreciated if you just shut up.
I want to interject real fast just to make a correction on my end.
Yeah,
I said it was December 31st and they changed to December 18th. It was October 31st is when it was going to launch, and they changed it to December 18th.
Closer to Christmas. Yeah. It's closer to Christmas. It's like a gift to America.
Roll Tide. Let me see your Roll Tide tattoos, right, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Roll Tide, right? That's what's on.
It's Roll Tide, right there.
Look, he's got Roll Tide on his hands. Yeah. Come on.
Yee-yee.
Genuinely, I do hope that finally does get launched and we can see some cool shit. Not that it has much impact on those of us that don't work in that field, but it'd be cool.
What is the travel? Like, how long is it going to be till they this thing starts taking pictures?
I'm not 100% sure, but I want to talk on what Travis just said, that it doesn't have an impact on us because we don't work in that field. But to me, it does. So for our listeners that don't know, I'm a devout Christian. I am a horrible Christian. I fail at it every day. I just need to get that out of the way. That's what makes this podcast fun. Wait. Because we all have very three different backgrounds here. Hold on. But so to me, having the space telescope go up is one thing that I'm conflicted on about a lot of things that I have very staunch arguments. I believe aliens are real, which is most Christians don't say that, or they have another theory on it. I have my own theories. We won't get into that right now. We can visit that in a minute. this is driving Rock insane. But the reason I'm interested in it is because they say that we'll be able to see the beginning of the Big Bang with this telescope, right? So not only that, if we can see that far off into space, which would be the center of the galaxy or where the Big Bang originated, I would be interested to see if we can see what's on other planets. Maybe not what's on other planets, but what's in orbit around them. Because if you think about it, let's just say UMA X3799er is a super Earth somewhere that they've discovered, right? Will we be able to see, like, if they have satellites orbiting their Earth like we do? Because to us, that would tell us, hey, there's intelligent life on this planet. We're not alone. We can't contact them, but we're not alone in this universe. All right, tear into me, Rock. What do you want to say?
I think if they zoom out far enough, they'll see a big bearded man with a sword and a book just giving us a thumbs up.
No, because I don't believe that's what heaven is.
You said devout Christian.
I fail at it every day.
So you're not devout. I'm just pointing that out.
The contradiction. And
so I know it's a contradiction, but to me, every devout Christian fails at it every day. Everybody does.
I can actually see where that that's why I'm not jumping on you for that. I can see where you're at there.
I'll give you that.
Exactly.
I won't even jump your case. But here's my dilemma about the whole being able to see the Big Bang. You do realize that if they're able to see that, they're not going to tell anybody.
Because
that goes against God.
No, the Big Bang doesn't go against God.
The start of the universe.
Yeah, so the way I don't want to get into too big of like a theological debate, but the way I see things.
We'll make it one.
I mean, we can do it. That's fine. But I do want to say a disclaimer if we do. So warn me before we go that way, because there's things I need to say about that first. If we're going to say the Big Bang happened, then in my eyes and in most Christians' eyes that believe like I do, the only way for that to happen was divine intervention. So God would have caused the Big Bang.
It's so like anti-Thanos, I guess, because Iron Man actually did the same thing. Iron Man is God. I just proved that. That's weird. Thanos did the thing where he snapped and everyone disappeared. God did the same thing in universe, right? That's how that theoretically Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but theoretically the other way around is two atoms collided and did the same damn thing. So if we're speaking here, they're both kind
of
out there.
I read a lot of the Bible and it definitely says Adam and Eve. There were no two atoms. I was a challenge joke.
I fucking hate you. I like your advance to be quick-witted, but that was horrible.
Oh, he's good.
That was an awful joke.
But yeah, no. If they could see the beginning of the Big Bang, they would say it, mainly because they've already said that they're going to be able to. So if they can, they're definitely going to broadcast the shit out of that, because I'm not sure. I'm going to say, you guys might know more than that. Is it NASA that's launching it? Or is it a private company?
I would assume. Oh, yeah. I guess anything's fair. It's Bezos. He's just launching that shit out there to ship Amazon to Jupiter.
Let's see. But it had a long been suggested the telescope known as JWST would miss that schedule in June. Thomas Zurbuchen, who serves as NASA's associate administrator for science. So, yeah, it's NASA doing it. So I'm assuming our taxpayer dollars are in there. So they want to prove that they spent that money right. At least attempt to, because we know they didn't. But, yeah. Anyways, yeah.
This is the part, this is the irresponsible part of our title, is that we decided to talk about this with no information.
Exactly.
We know nothing other than 100%. The fact that it exists.
We're just running with it. We just know that America is going home.
What?
That's it. That's all the research we got. Is
Was that like a thin Men in Black reference of Elvis didn't die, he just went home? Listen, is that where that was?
Yeah.
America's going home. Roll Tide.
Look, to all of our Alabama fans that are watching and thinking we're hating on you, I am. I don't know about these two, but I am. Oh, fuck you.
I could care less about college football. I do not care.
Totally thought that was going for like an apologetic route.
Yeah, but it's...
And then it didn't, and I was stunned because you're supposed to be the nice one. So
I don't care. I can't stand an Alabama fan, man.
I don't like sports.
Yeah, we know.
Like it all.
Trevor.
We're talking about this.
Trevor is a huge Purdue fan. Huge.
What? No.
Yeah, or Tennessee Vols just loves him.
I was going to say, the Vols would probably be the college team I would choose, but I don't follow college ball a whole lot. I just don't like Alabama fans because of how they act about Alabama.
So the professional one, don't tell me, it's the Titans, right? Is that,
yeah,
is that
is.
Right? Okay.
You said college ball. You're welcome.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we did it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I don't like sports. I don't like sports.
Golly, what am I doing with you?
Sounding
two?
Is, I mean, about as far as it goes.
You have Roll Tide on your freaking knuckles. You have to love sports.
I'm American.
I don't know what that has to do with Roll Tide.
Exactly.
All I can say is at least Travis isn't a Razorbacks fan, so we're good there.
You're right. I am not.
Isn't Razorbacks like a shower sex thing? Is that what that is?
No. No.
Oh, what is it?
No.
It's soup.
What?
Yeah, it's like a wild hog.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
I thought that was like a sex thing.
No.
It's a college football team from the University of Arkansas of the Razorbacks, and they think it's cool to woo pig suey. And I did used to go to games, so that was the thing.
Sorry,
because I had to, but
I really did. I really thought that was like a thing.
I'm fairly certain that if you put any like two words together, you assume it's a sex thing.
Pretty much. Well, I mean, I think it like, hey, what's up, man? You want to raise her back later? Like, that's
what the hell?
That's right. What I hear in my head.
No, sure.
Yeah, it's me, of course. Absolutely. I do apologize for whatever fans they have.
We already apologized.
The 300 people that love Razor.
So Razorback,
the Razorbacks have no fans at this point. The Razorbacks have no fans.
The Razorback is a sexual term. I had to Google it to find out.
But it's all what Rock is
thinking.
What is it?
It's all right. So this is from Urban Dictionary. Don't hate me for saying this, but it's Razorback, a woman who will perform sexual favors in return for drugs she can sniff up her nose. Most commonly cocaine and methamphetamine.
I knew it was some sort of something.
To use it as an example in a sentence, it's damn, that bitch was a straight razorback. She sniffed all my coke and, oh, I'm not saying that last part, but
see, wow. See, I am, my brain is the urban dictionary.
It's not the regular one.
No, it's the dictionary. It's the urban dictionary.
Jesus.
Lordy, lordy. But yeah, so I think I got the response I needed out of that space telescope. I don't know how we ended on sports, but that's cool.
Yeah. Definitely just wanted
like I said,
the bait, the flat earth comment. That's all he was hoping for.
I wanted that, and because it got delayed, like anybody that's paying attention to our podcast, since we talked about it, I figured we'd touch on the delay.
So because we are talking, I'm going to keep moving this on. We're done about the flat earth thing for now, because I know you'll bring it back up later and I hate you for it.
As often as possible.
I know you will. But I was watching TV the other day and I come across something on Netflix about things that we used to play with when we were kids.
The Toys That Made Us?
Yes. Yes, that's the show. Thank you. I got to thinking, the 90s, and I know a lot of people agree to this, the 90s, till this day, Jesus, I cannot talk. Was the best era for everything. Music, toys, technology, even. You can't now. It's like the boom stage, I guess, the 90s, right, where everything, like, yeah, it was slowly building. And obviously it's gotten a lot better. But I was sitting here and I've got it pulled up here, and I was sitting there looking at like different things about the 90s that I remember as a child, because you guys were born in the 2000s.
I was born in 91. Thank you.
I know.
93, bitch.
I know. You guys tease me about being old. I'm going to tease you guys about being like super young.
I mean, I legitimately
thought that Trevor was like late 90s, though. I thought
Trevor was older than me when I met him. I really
did.
That's
the gray hair. Yeah.
I hate both of you.
I mean, you look like a depressed, middle-aged, like 40-year-old man.
It's been a rough 23 years.
Yeah.
28. I almost said 27. I'm shaving my beard for the next episode. I'm done with this.
You are not shaving your beard.
Have I ever
seen you with beardless?
It's amazing. Yeah.
No, I mean like now.
I mean, I did the mustache a while back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you had the van and you got in trouble.
Yes.
No, right. No.
Now he can't go around.
Proceed.
Schools. Okay.
Proceed
sorry,
with your
90s. So my 90s thing. So I was sitting here looking at like things that had like people that would remember. Do you guys remember Tamagotchis?
Yes.
Those
I killed so many of those.
Oh my god.
I did too.
Like you could literally one. Like I feel like every kid that's like, hey, I want a puppy or I want a child. Well, not a kid, but like
what
older,
the fuck?
Sorry, woo. Like older adult. And you want to have a family, if you can make a Tamagotchi survive, you're able to have children. I feel like that should be like American thing now.
Man, I'm glad that's not the baseline.
It should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think
just because you brought up the Tamagotchi, it made me think of this thing that I used to have and I couldn't remember the name of it. So I just Googled it. It was called Scanners and it had a Z. Did y'all ever have one of those?
Yeah.
Like you could take it to the store and scan barcodes.
Yeah.
And it would pop up like, it was kind of like a Pokemon kind of thing.
You get a little creature. Yeah.
And you'd have to like fight it first and then it would join you. And then whenever you go back to the store, if you do it again, it would get rid of that first creature and get a new one if you wanted to.
Right.
Since you're looking up stuff, do you guys remember, and I can't remember the name of them, but they used to like, you'd train them and then they would connect to one another and you can battle your friend.
Yes. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of what it was
what
called.
Is that?
Let's see. I don't know. I'm just going to Google old, like, old handheld game linked together or something. I don't know. We'll see if it pops up.
Like, that was like,
if we can't figure this out and one of our four listeners at this point knows what we're talking about, if you'll, like, message on one of the two social medias or comment on the video.
Because now I'm curious.
Because now I need to know. I remember seeing it. I just can't.
This isn't pulling up, but I know what you're talking about because I had one and I used to get so pissed because none of my friends did and I couldn't play with anybody.
Was this all just like a shared fever dream? It didn't actually exist and we just all thought it did.
That'd be fucking weird. I wanted one.
It's the, what do they call that? Mandela effect.
Yeah, yeah, definitely the Mandela effect. This was a real thing. I remember this.
Well, yeah, but so was that movie starring Shaq.
Do you guys remember Battletoads?
So I don't remember Battletoads, actually.
Fuck that game.
I remember like the nostalgia of it back then, but I never actually like played it or anything. I was always more of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles guy.
Same.
And then there was I love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But then there was another thing. Man, I need to like do my research. But like
that's what makes you irresponsible.
No, because it like pops up in my head. But there was a game where it was a video game. And it was on PlayStation.
Okay.
And it was, you could be it was like Mortal Kombat, but they were animal characters like a tiger and a wolf and a cheetah. And it was called Beast Blood or Blood Beast, or it was the best game till this day that I have ever played like the original, like Sonic and stuff like that, Sega games. But
fuck Sonic.
No, was it called Primal Rage?
No, it wasn't Primal Rage.
If it's Altered Beast, that was the worst game.
No,
that was on PlayStation.
Hold on a second.
Here. Killer Instinct doesn't work.
No, hold on a minute. Let me pull up the old fancy.
Primal Rage. I remember this game.
I remember
that one. That one sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's where like it's got like a T-Rex is on the cover and is getting knocked out by like a King Kong lookalike.
Primal Rage was so bad.
Yeah,
you're fighting as the monsters, right? And all the arenas are different cities or whatever.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
It was a
Godzilla fighting game that couldn't use Godzilla.
Exactly. I think Rock's looking up that one, but while he's looking that up, I do want to bring up another old, I think this was a PlayStation 2 game, maybe not a 1, but this would be early 2000s because I was living in California at the time. My mom and dad bought me and my cousin both video games or both games for our PlayStation. We shared a PlayStation and they bought him Jack and Daxter, the first one, the precursor Legacy. Bought me. Hold on. What was it, Rock?
Bloody Roar.
Yes. Okay. I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember the title. I've never played it.
Yeah. It was.
I think I must have seen it. Elsewhere.
If I'm not mistaken, you were a human. Yeah, you were a human that turned into.
Yeah.
Was it. Okay. Yeah. That was cool. Ooh, man.
Back to our little conversation from my Christmas present was. So they got my cousin Jack and Daxter and the precursor or the legacy of the precursor, however that was worded. They got me Rumble Racing 2 or no, I'm sorry. I had that backwards. They bought my cousin Rumble Racing. They bought me Jack and Daxter. He hated. Wait, something's not right here. I can't remember how this went. He hated something about it and he never played it. Basically, I loved both games. I enjoyed them both. Whenever I was playing Rumble Racing one day, my friend was over. He hit my PlayStation controller cord because back then, everything had to be plugged in. And it ripped my PlayStation off the console. It didn't mess up the PlayStation, but it broke the game disc. No big deal, right? We just go to the game store to get another one. Never found a copy. And to this day, I never got to play that fucking game again. And I was so pissed because that game was so fucking fun.
We need to find out who developed it. If they still exist, get them to sponsor the show and send you.
So basically, all of this, every episode, we're just plugging sponsors is what we're doing.
We're just plugging.
We're just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah. Yeah. Tampex, really love your stuff. Nope. Good job keeping stuff locked down.
All right. No, he threw it out there. So I'm going to ask, how many of us have plugged their nose with a tampon when you had a runny nose?
Never.
I've never done that.
What? That's the best thing when you have a runny nose that won't stop. Tampon.
I've never had a runny nose that bad.
Shit.
Also, from a medical standpoint, definitely not supposed to shove things up your nose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't go all the way up. It just plugs your nose up so you can't. No, it's not dripping in my mustache. Oh, okay. Well,
since we're sitting here talking about the 90s, what was your favorite TV show from the 90s? Cartoon. I'd rather say cartoon because you guys were young. Babies. Tiny babies. 6 pounds.
I got to see
ounce.
When this one came out.
Babies.
Oh.
Little babies.
I'm upset for multiple reasons, and we'll get to the main reason
okay
later. But like my most like childhood nostalgia thing isn't a cartoon at all. It's fucking Power Rangers, and the fact that you specifically said animated, I can't even count that now.
I'll give that because that was technically animated a little bit.
It definitely wasn't.
Well, the monsters were animated. In my mind, they the were.
So this is like
just crazy.
Even
Angel
though they
Grove.
Were dudes in suits. Animated.
So I'm gonna cheat just a little bit because I am a little bit younger. So when I like the TV shows I remember from like the late 90s, early 2000s.
iCarly.
No, it's still a cartoon. But so it was always the Saturday morning cartoons. Like every Saturday I was up eating my bowl of cereal, watching like Jackie Chan Adventures, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! Dude, if you don't remember The Adventures of the Talisman, there's something fucking wrong with you, because that was the best damn show in the world.
I watched the shit out of the Jackie Chan Adventures, yes. And I'm not even embarrassed by it. I forgot that show existed.
See, I want to watch it right now. Like
Samurai Jack.
That one was excellent.
Well, I would have been too young to be watching Samurai Jack.
Oh, yeah. That's forgot. You were still in the sack meat.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate that I was young enough. Like that, I remember Samurai Jack was really interesting, but like not old enough to get attached and like follow the story. I have no fucking clue what happens like through that storyline. I have no clue. I could watch it now and it'd be like a brand new show.
Spoilers.
All I remember is the art style being really cool.
So anybody who's never seen it, Samurai Jack, that has started watching the season, there's spoilers right here.
We're gonna spoil it.
He died and then came back.
What?
Yeah, like Samurai Jack like died. He went that evil guy. God, why can't I think of their names?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah,
his name.
But you know who I'm talking about. The main character. Like he killed him. Right. Yeah, died. That's and then Samurai Jack came back like years later. It was so good. It was so good.
Did you see this wild ass fan theory that Samurai Jack is like the actual character of Samurai Jack is actually the professor from Powerpuff Girls?
Yes.
If you look at them side by side, like, I mean, a white lab coat to a white kimono, and then like the hair is the exact same, but they added a bun on the Samurai Jack character model. And it's like, but the art style is all the same and everything. So like this weird post apocalypse that it's an experiment gone wrong or something, and the villain just wipes out the city he's in, and Jack is the only survivor.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to bring up another show, and if you guys didn't love this show, I don't know if we can be friends. But what about Recess?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you remember Recess?
That
was
awful.
What?
He would have been too old for that one. He would have been too old for
that one. Amazing. That's true. I mean, he was an old fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was one of the, like, teachers being like, you kids, stop this shit, instead of the kids. That was a good show. You know, they made movies, at least one.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've seen most of them.
Yeah.
So I just pulled up, like, it says 41 early 2000s cartoons you may have forgotten about. And once again, I know that's a little later than what we're talking about here, but since that's when I was watching them, number one is My Life as a Teenage Robot. I used to watch the shit out of that.
Never saw it. Never even heard
Never
of it.
Never got into that one.
But yeah. All right. Dragon Booster.
Don't know what
no
that
idea
is.
What that is.
Oh,
that
come
sounds
on.
Like someone trying to say Dave and Buster's with a weird accent.
No. Then there's
have y'all went that Dragon Busters?
then there's Tracy McBean. I have no idea what that was.
Sounds like a dirty movie.
Leave it.
Yeah. Cyber Chase, Bounty Hamster, Cornell and Bernie.
Hold up.
Are you reading off of
I don't know what
like
it is.
Like a nasty site? Or what are you reading?
No.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I've never
Barney's...
heard of these most of these shows, but if anyone knows where to find Bounty Hamster, I'm gonna watch the shit out of that. I don't know what it is, but
so,
I feel like I
need the preview of it that it's showing is like it looks like a girl with blonde hair and a white t-shirt, and then it's a hamster that's got like an eye patch and a robot arm and robot legs.
I'm in. Yeah. No, I'm in. Robot hamster. Let's go.
Is he Code Lyoko? I feel like I remember that, but I don't think I ever remember watched the name. It. Yeah. I
watched that one, though.
Winx Club. I remember hearing about that one. Never really watched it. There's a bunch of these that I don't know, like Timo Supremo, Class of 3000, Angela Anaconda. I remember Angela Anaconda because the face it's showing, it used to freak me out as a kid. You guys need to look this up real fast so you can see what I'm talking about.
Angela Anaconda.
Yeah, but type in like Saturday morning cartoon or something after that to protect your search history.
Oh,
like this face used to traumatize me as a kid, dude. That's I remember that.
Angela Anaconda.
Yeah.
I feel like I shouldn't Google that.
I mean, you don't have to, but it's definitely...
send it in the group chat.
That's too much work. You guys can look it up later. But what about Chalk Zone? Do you remember Chalk Zone?
Never even heard
of it. Do you remember Chalk Zone?
Chalk Zone was awesome.
I do remember Chalk Zone.
I love that show.
Excuse
me. I'm trying to find any others that I might have forgot. Okay, I don't know what Fillmore is, but the animation reminds me of Danny Phantom. Do you remember Danny Phantom?
Yes.
I do remember
Danny Phantom. That was a good one.
And there
Code
was,
Name Kids Next Door.
That theme song was so... Oh, yeah, Kids Next Door was good. The theme song for Danny Phantom just went way harder than it needed to.
It really did.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
And so could you imagine, like, if Danny Phantom came out, like, now, how many kids would have, like, a TikTok dance to that shit?
We need to make one.
Yeah, just the kids.
Well, you know what I meant by that, asshole.
We're going to make kids?
Whoa.
That's what I said. I said we need to make a dance, and you're like, yeah, we should make some.
All right, hands down, the best early 2000s, late 90s. I think this was just early 2000s, but the best Saturday morning cartoon was the original Teen Titans.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, Starfire.
I think every boy had a crush on Starfire when they were younger.
Starfire and Raven.
I was going to say, I liked Raven, and that might make me broken with how excited everyone got about Starfire. No one mentioned Raven, but it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, Raven was all right, but Starfire was where it was at when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
I always liked them crazy. It's
my biggest crush was Kimberly from Power Rangers.
Pink Ranger.
Yes, oh, the Pink Ranger. The Pink Ranger.
Yeah. Pink or on the Kim outside Possible. And pink on the end. No.
Oh, no. Oh,
Kim
no.
Possible.
But yeah, Kim Possible is where it was at, man.
Really?
Yeah. Again, I preferred Shego.
Shego, yes. Yes to Shego, too. But, I mean, that was just a great show for multiple reasons.
Kim Possible, you're over there just doing your thing.
Call me, beat me, however you need to reach me. Bam, 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 Kim Possible. Yeah, let's get it.
No, did you get the hand gestures? Is that?
There you go.
Kim Possible. Oh, no. Now I get it. I get it. You're an ass.
Wow, man, dude, that joke crashed.
You're an ass.
No, dude, you're over there. She's a young lady, child, and you're just.
When I watched the show, I was a child.
Oh, so that's not
I'm not
weird.
Saying now.
Oh, I thought you were doing this now.
No.
Oh.
You brought this up. We're talking about nostalgia. Things that
Alzheimer's.
Old brain.
Still really upset about because that's exactly what I wrote down when we were doing the prep and being like, hey, we all need to have a topic ready when it comes to. I shit you not, wrote fucking nostalgia kids film TV. Like to have this exact fucking conversation.
That's hilarious. What about. All right. So I'm going to get us right back on track with one more show and then I'll quit bringing up shows because this one was good. But you had to have watched the movie to really enjoy it. Do you remember Ozzy and Drix?
No.
Okay.
They made a show off Osmosis Jones?
Yes! Yes!
Oh my god. So fun fact, that movie is currently Osmosis. Streaming on Netflix, and I watched it a couple weeks ago.
Is it really? Because I'm going to watch that this weekend then, because I love that movie.
It holds up.
It does it, yes.
Yeah, it's good.
But yeah, I remember watching a TV show about Ozzy and Drix, and for anybody that needs spoiler alerts, here you go. Here's your spoiler alert for Osmosis Jones. But like towards the end of the movie, Drix gets like his expiration or whatever, right?
He does.
So in the show, they give him a new expiration date. Like he gets repurposed in the body.
Oh, that's so good.
Wait, I'm sorry.
For the spoiler alert for the 20-year-old movie.
Who's getting pissed off? And Osmosis Jones.
Hey, dude, look, there's people out there that get mad about all sorts of things.
I could just picture somebody be like, that son of a bitch. I have been dying to watch this movie, and he fucking ruined it.
Well, think about it. Like he just said, it's on Netflix, so people that haven't seen it before that are younger than us, it's going to be their first time watching it. But I not only love... that... Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to go ahead. To further prove my point, like, all right, so the new Pokemon's releasing a remake of Diamond and Pearl. Part of that got spoiled. It's a remake, right? A remake of the game. Better graphics. There might be like some tiny new elements to it. But the things that got leaked was like the music and like some of the Pokemon battles or the poses that the Pokemon make. And people are pissed. So if people can get pissed about that, they can get pissed about Osmosis Jones, okay?
So the way this plays out in my head, someone popping along, listening to the podcast, audio only, because no one uses the video component, which I am going to keep saying. And like they're setting up, like they're hyped because they're gonna have a movie night, like to chill at home with popcorn, and they've got Osmosis Jones queued up on the TV, and they're just like they're waiting on their popcorn. I'm just gonna listen to this to my popcorn zone and sit down, and then Trevor drops that thing, and they go deadpan, rip the headphones out of their ear, chuck their phone out a window, and just like turn the TV off and go to bed. Like,
that's the dog.
You just fucked it up.
Eats the dog.
No,
what?
Kicks it. Kicks it.
Oh, I thought you said eats the dog. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Next level.
Can't have this fucking popcorn anymore. May as well eat the dog.
And that's how Bill Murray got sick in the mood. No. Oh.
So many spoilers.
For anyone that has never seen Osmosis Jones, Bill Murray does not die. What?
I just thought of another show looking like scrolling through here, and I saw like something called The Weekenders, but I don't know what that was. But the animation style just made me think of another great show, and it was Woogity 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 Woogity.
Rocket Power.
Yes.
I'm old.
You don't remember Rocket Power?
No.
What was that? That was their weird, like
their hand thing.
But Nickelodeon had some weird, like their fucking weekend power hour, or whatever they fucking called it, where it was that and like some other weird sports based
extreme.
Yeah, because
or Invader Zim.
I loved Invader Zim.
That was all right.
But going back to Rocket Power, do you remember the episode that Tony Hawk showed up for unknown reasons?
And then
took him to some secret park that he has under a warehouse in fucking California or some shit?
Yeah.
Weird show.
See, like the shows the shows that I watched was like the animated series like Ghostbusters, which was but it was so good.
Slimer in the original Ghostbusters?
Yes.
That's what it was called? Yeah, no, that was a great fucking
show.
That's
when Egon had like blonde hair.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Which I'm super. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm thinking out loud. That wasn't meant to come out loud. You're good.
I'm like so excited about Ghostbusters Afterlife. Like you have no idea how stoked I am about this because I'm a huge, huge Ghostbusters fan. And I follow and read a lot of the forums that people post, like memorabilia, think proton packs they've made, clocks that they have made of like the firehouse and Eco One and the actual ghost containment unit downstairs. There's a guy that has it in his basement. And I'm like on all these forums and these Facebook groups and Instagram, Twitter pages. You have no idea how much I love the Ghostbusters.
Speaking of Instagram and Twitter, make sure you follow us on ours at irresponsiblePC or irresponsiblePC_. Yeah. Anyways, you follow all that shit and you make fun of me for my fucking Funko Pops.
Your Funko Pops are weird and creepy.
You're weird.
Like, with the idea of someone being like, I have a ghost containment unit in my basement.
I'd be like, dude, I don't care what you're doing to me down there. I'm following you.
So what you're saying is if we ever get a message, hey, man, I'm going to check out this guy's ghost containment unit, and then the next episode doesn't have Rocky on it, we all know what happened.
Exactly. Come find me at this wonderful house that I'm living at now.
this cues up now that I had to, like, revamp a topic. This actually queued up a good one because I've never seen Ghostbusters.
Who in the fuck do you think you are, son?
Hold that reaction, because I've got a whole list of these, and I'm curious, like, I'm always the one in the group that has never seen, like, any of these movies I'm about to list off, so I just need to know that someone, hopefully one of y'all, have never seen at least one of these popular franchises.
Right, it would probably be hard.
Okay, well, before you start, let me ask, how many do you have?
Oh, I don't have them listed anywhere. I'm just going off the top of my head.
Okay,
I've got a few.
So go through however many you want. We're both going to say yes or no, and then we're going to give you shit for the ones you haven't seen afterwards.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. All right. So I've never seen a Rambo.
What the fuck? Okay, I've seen that. Yep, I've seen that.
Right. Did you say... Wait a minute. Did you say a rainbow?
Rambo.
Rambo.
Oh, Rambo. I thought you said a rainbow. I was like, is there something okay.
It kind of came out like Harambo or Harambe or something. I thought you were talking about a gorilla for a second, but yeah.
Oh, yes.
Rest in peace, Harambe. We got you, big dog.
Good for Harambe.
Yes. Yes, I've seen it.
No, I've never seen, I've never seen a Terminator.
Yes.
Oh my, yes.
I've never seen any of the Alien movies.
Yes.
Yes.
Or Predator.
Yes. Yes.
I've never seen Back to the Future.
Yes.
I've never seen an Indiana Jones.
Yes.
This one gets people just because I think the sheer number of them. I've never watched a James Bond movie.
Yes.
That's the thing to get. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What? Die Hard, Lethal Weapon.
Yes. Yes.
No, we're stopping right here. Fuck that. No, I gotta jump in. Die Hard is the best Christmas movie of all fucking time, and you've
Die
never seen
Hard
it?
Is not a Christmas movie.
Fuck you, it's a Christmas
it
movie.
It is not a Christmas movie.
The whole plot of Die Hard 1 is he's trying to get through all this so he can make it home for his family for Christmas. It's back to Christmas, or home. I'll be home for Christmas with guns and explosions, and if you don't like it, I don't like you.
It's not a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
No, it's not.
It's
not a Christmas movie, and I can make this argument even though I haven't seen it.
No, you can't.
I've seen this argument every time of that, like, because it takes place around Christmas, and that's the whole point of McClane doing the stuff he's doing. That's why it's a Christmas movie. You could just as easily have been like, he's out and needs to go back to his family, and it's the same fucking movie.
Same I've movie. Got a shirt. It's in the freaking washing machine because I wore it today. It literally says "Yippee-ki-yay." Merry fucker instead of motherfucker because it's a Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie.
And if you don't get that reference because you didn't watch it, well, fuck you.
Keep going. Keep going with your list.
I know the reference. You got the gun taped to your back. Like, I get the references to the movies.
Literally, your future wife bought me a Die Hard Funko Pop because that's like my favorite movie ever. And like, that didn't ring in your bell. Hey, maybe we should watch this movie sometime.
She judges me for never seeing Die Hard. Don't think that I'm not catching shit with this stuff at home.
Your homework on your next day off is to watch Die Hard. Plain and simple.
Your favorite movie is Die Hard.
I love Die Hard.
You're trash.
You're trash, Roll Tide.
Die Hard. I mean, Bruce Willis was top of his game. But Die Hard, really? That was the most predictable movies ever made, period.
No.
Same thing with Lethal Weapon, Predator, Terminator, all predictable.
You're just shitting on old movies because you don't like them. It's okay.
What
it's
are you
okay
talking about?
I
love Terminator. I love Predator. I love every Jason, every Freddy, every Halloween.
Oh, he had no, hold on.
Oh,
that
wait
face.
A minute.
He hasn't seen these either. Are you fucking kidding me?
None of them. Have you ever seen Hellraiser? Oh, I should.
Okay, I've never seen
mouth.
Hellraiser.
Really?
Yeah, no, I've
never
seen Hellraiser.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we just, we're right just past spooky season. So I've never seen any of the original. So the I've seen Freddy versus Jason, but
trash.
Never any of the original ones. And then I saw the remake of Nightmare and the, what was it, like 02? No, it was later than that. It was 07, 08 of Friday that they did. I've seen the Rob Zombie Halloween. So I've seen like all the remakes of them, but I never watched the old 80s.
Rob Zombie did a good job.
Originals. I liked the Rob Zombie Halloween.
He did good.
That was cool. People give that movie a lot of shit because they preferred Michael Myers to not have a reason for killing, and Rob Zombie gave him one. But like, I kind of like the idea that he had some kind of motive. I don't know. So I've never seen any of those. That's
okay. Before you keep going with that, so we all know I have Funko Pops all around this room.
Yes.
What I'm going to do is, because I have them all organized by their pop culture reference, I'm going to go through some of these and we're going to do the same thing because every single thing that I have in here, I've seen, of course.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start far left. I've got Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Star Wars, the Rebels.
Yes.
The animated series.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You know what? You can't give him fault on that because it's a good show, but he has seen the Star Wars, just not the animated.
I can give him fault because there's too many options to see. And hold on, so I can see this better. Alexa, man cave ceiling light on.
Oh, I'm glad that's in our recording. That's amazing.
No, I mean, so I can see everything here. So, okay, this one's funny. Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Life?
Live.
Live.
Live. Oh, yeah.
The sketch comedy show that's been running for like 50 years. Yeah.
I've got a Funko Pop of the more cowbell guy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So like, most things are pretty easy to start, but...
Do you not know who plays that character? The more cowbell guy?
I feel like I do, and it's going to make me feel really fucking stupid.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
God, he didn't know that.
The more cowbell guy.
Spider-Man.
Cowbell guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Toby or Andrew or Holland.
That one doesn't would be matter. The animated series.
The 90s one. Good show.
Yes.
Yeah, that one too.
Okay. So The Avengers...
Yes.
Yeah. Star Wars, Clone Wars, the animated series.
Yes.
Nope.
Oh my fuck. Harry Potter.
It's funny that you mentioned the Star Wars ones because I literally just watched A New Hope with my kid because he hasn't seen the originals. So we're covering that now. There's a lot that he hasn't seen. We're going through them in order. So we're at A New Hope right now. But yeah, I've never watched any of the shows. And yes, I've obviously seen Harry Potter. And
okay,
read
just
book.
Making
Thank
sure.
You.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Absolutely.
Seen it. Hate it. Hate's a strong word. I don't hate it. I don't like it. It's boring.
I was going to say, I don't really like it, but I don't hate it.
Yeah.
My wife likes those ones. That's why we have those. The Coca-Cola commercial with the polar bears.
The polar bears, yeah.
Yeah.
They're drinking Coke.
Just making sure. Titans game doesn't really count. Okay, what about Schitt's Creek?
Nope.
Don't even know what that is.
Oh my gosh, you guys,
what is Schitt's Creek?
You have to watch this.
It's a Netflix series.
Oh,
it's amazing. The Boys.
Yes.
Okay.
I own the first four volumes of the comic.
What's the Boys?
The Trades.
Oh my gosh, it's the best superhero adaption to a TV show ever.
That's the one
on Prime
series. Yeah. I haven't. I heard a lot about it. I haven't watched it.
It's incredible.
The Walking Dead.
The comic is fucking wild.
Yeah.
Hated it.
I started Walking Dead and rapidly lost interest.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I didn't make it to Negan.
Oh man, you didn't make it very far.
I said that.
Batman Beyond.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Worst Batman ever.
Yeah.
It is.
Terry McGinnis is a terrible Batman.
Yeah.
The suit does all the work.
The Elf?
Yes. The movie.
Okay. If you're referring to the Will Ferrell Christmas classic Elf, there is no the you fucking swine.
Oh, the Funko Pop has the Elf on it though. Like no shit.
Oh fuck, am I wrong? I might have just been really aggressive for no reason. I could be
I know,
wrong
you're
here.
Like, you moron.
Oh, yeah. I know. It might be the elf. I always thought it was, I don't know.
It says again, the elf on the Funko Pop.
Irresponsible. I'll lash out and get yelled at for it later.
Yeah, exactly. The Grinch.
Yes.
Mortal Kombat, the movie.
Yeah, I'm aware of the Grinch, but the Jim Carrey movie was terrible. Can we acknowledge that?
The which one?
Jim Carrey.
The Jim Carrey Grinch movie?
No, that was not horrible. The newest animated one
was horrible. I've never, I won't watch that.
Yeah,
the Jim Carrey one was trash, and I feel like that needs to be acknowledged more.
No, bad person. But okay, so Rocky answered this one, but I know your answer to this, but the Mortal Kombat movies.
Yes.
Both.
All three? All three?
Oh, I forgot Annihilation.
Yeah, did you see Annihilation? Okay, just making sure. The Umbrella Academy.
Never watched it.
Great show. Great show.
Rock, you have to watch
it. I know it. I'm so behind on animes. I've been trying to catch up on Seven Deadly Sins and
Goodness Umbrella Christ. Academy's not an anime.
No. I know that. I was talking about
you're
like,
catching up on anime.
Yes.
You haven't watched
it. Yes.
I got it. I'm a season behind on Seven Deadly Sins too.
The Flash TV show on CW.
Absolutely. Yes.
I watched some of it and
loved
it. Again, once they hit their like seventh speedster villain, I was really over it.
It did get a little repetitive, but I still love the show.
Good show.
Pretty much, I mean, I know you guys know what they are, but pretty much any DC animated movie or anything, I have something from all of them. So
Killing Joke was my favorite.
Yes, the Killing Joke was great.
The comic is great. The movie's got a problem.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. Not the Killing Joke, but have you guys seen the new Injustice animated movie?
I haven't yet.
No, I haven't. So I don't even know which one it is.
I was pissed because I love the video games. I love the comic line that it's all based off of. I fell asleep during the movie because it couldn't hold my attention.
Wow.
And that was that's rough. Yeah, so I wasted $5 on renting that bad boy. Okay, I know the answer to this, but just to throw it out there, The Office.
What's that?
I've never seen an episode of it.
I hate both of you.
No, I'm just kidding. I loved it. I loved The Office.
That show's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I
Ryan think is the best character in that show, and I can. I have some very
no good Dwight.
It's because you are Ryan.
No.
Dwight's the best. Oh,
here's a good one that I don't even know why I bought these. I watched the show, but I think they canceled it. Dragon Prince.
What?
Great fucking show.
Don't know what that is.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, on Netflix.
I started watching it with Carson as like this looks like something, and then I got invested. Like they're coming out with like they're already confirmed for like 3 or 4 more seasons.
What is?
Yeah, but it's been so long since I've come out. It's like an animated. It's an animated show, and it's about dragons and high. Yeah, it's a high fantasy setting.
Is it like real dark? Like
no, you're thinking of really. Enchanted.
No, I'm thinking of it starts with another D. It's about dragons. It's like brutal. First opening season, he's like fighting a dragon. And there's blood and everyone's dying and that dragon's burning everybody. I keep wanting to say Dogma, but it's not that. That's a completely different movie. But
documentary.
Yeah.
It's a documentary about Ben Affleck. Just okay, like Clerks. And then,
that's right.
Just to wrap my little segment of all this up, I'm going to pull a Funko Pop down here and just be like, only because Travis betrayed me with this one. Once again, I know I've talked about this before on here, but I bought him a video game that he was supposed to play with me. I bought it for his birthday. He never played it with me, and I have Funko Pops galore of this. Yeah, even better. You want to see something even cooler than that? I know, and I'm sorry for our audio listeners, but I'm showing Funko Pops on the screen. That first one was Maya. Well,
that regular one was Maya from Borderlands 3.
Yeah. Now, this is the one I just showed, right? Yep, and then I've got her limited edition Chase.
For $20. For $20.
For $20.
Yeah.
He's selling that one for
I am not. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. If
you contact him, I'll post his phone number in the comments.
His email, his email address is .com.
So I'm gonna cut that because that is one of my email addresses.
Oh, is it?
Oh my god!
So I'm just gonna cut that section and let's just keep rolling.
I was not expecting that.
Just leave that part, like, just blank out the audio there, and then come back to I'm gonna cut that because it's a real one. Just so they're like, oh shit.
Definitely.
Wow. But
so that's part of my. That's I named amazing. Like probably 50% of the things that I have Funko Pop. Some of them were like singers and things that really didn't make sense for a movie. But yeah. Like I said, if you guys name a Funko Pop, I can almost pull it down. I know you stumped me last time, but that's because you're a bitch and chose Hannah Montana.
Prince.
Okay.
Like the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah, I know.
R.I.P.
I don't have that one, but in his collection, like the collection that he comes in, I have Tupac, the Notorious B.I.G., and then in the other musician collection, I have Johnny Cash, Post Malone, and Brandon Urie.
You know what?
Brandon Urie.
I am really good at guessing the ones you don't have.
I didn't see. Okay, hold on. So you've stumped me twice, but I need Travis to throw one at me.
Conway Twitty.
You're not Travis.
Oh.
Oh. That was great.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. That really fucked me up for a second, though. We're gonna stick to the same. I'm just gonna cheat, and instead of using Hannah Montana, it's gonna be literally any character from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, he's
I fucking hate you.
Oh,
yes.
Bravo.
I had
to. When I heard Wizards on that one,
Yeah, when I heard Wizards, I was like, Harry Potter? And then no, Wizards of Waverly Place.
I had you set up because at best, it would have been Selena Gomez, and I was going to get to call you a pervert. So, like, either way, I won that. It was just going to be...
Not necessarily, because half this collection is my wife's, so it would balance out, but yeah.
I know we're going to start wrapping this up, but I just have a real quick question. Have you guys noticed that Selena Gomez is, like, changing? Like, her face does not look the same?
It's called plastic surgery.
I understand that, but she was...
No, I'm pretty sure this is like the Avril Lavigne thing where she's actually dead and they've just replaced her with a body double.
I saw Avril Lavigne.
Didn't Eminem have the same thing?
Who?
Didn't they say Eminem did the same thing? Like the Eminem we know.
Oh, I've never heard it from Eminem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that it wasn't... It's not the same Eminem. It's a completely different dude. But yeah, I saw her the other day singing... Like my Facebook feed was like, hey, Selena Gomez, you searched her once 20 years ago. Look at her. And
wait,
I was, what?
No, we're going to back up for like 14 seconds here. Google, how old is Selena Gomez?
We're going to find out she was 4 when you Googled her 20
years
ago.
She was 9 when you Googled her at.
Well, like, you know what I mean. I
know. I'm just saying you need to watch your numbers here because you're crossing a line,
please,
buddy.
Don't label me as a fondler. I don't need that. I don't need that label.
Twice I don't think any of us are talking about fondling.
Yeah.
Like,
so
something like that.
But I was like watching her and I was sitting there looking at her and I was like, man, like her. Like, you don't even look like her anymore. And I'm really disappointed because she was, like, naturally beautiful.
Okay.
I mean, she was a child. And
yeah.
Now she's growing up.
I was going to say, in all fairness, when she was a star, she was a child.
No,
was in the public face all the time.
You don't go from, like, that to your face is, like, whiter than it should have been. Stretched.
Brush, like, she had a kid. Like, come on.
It doesn't. Speaking of that, did you guys see that Justin Bieber documentary?
No.
They make a documentary for Justin Bieber.
No. It's about like the darker side of Hollywood, like the reason why he disappeared for a long time. It's
like the Illuminati stuff.
It is really fucked up. But now that we're all going to get killed because you said that on podcast, and I do apologize for any people that are involved in that. We are...
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Stop it.
Oh, there it is.
Stop it. That needs to go away.
Rock's like, look, I'm not part of this. Leave me alone.
I'm not part of this. I'm wearing a really nice shirt, and I am staying out of this.
Hey, can you stand up one more time before we wrap things up? I feel like we need to say it one more time.
All right. I was stuck to the chair. Look at that.
Oh, man.
I am a middle-aged older man. I just need to point that out. I am not
old.
I am not, like, physically, like, fit. I'm just flabby now. There's no tightness, not any hole or any part of my body.
Oof.
Yeah. It's really sad.
Can confirm.
Yeah.
Oh, oof.
In sure depends anything to make my day go by easier.
The sad thing is I can 100,000% believe that you wear a diaper to work.
Sometimes when I need that extra boost in my step. You know,
when you ate too much chili the night before?
I don't eat chili. Not often. I mean, it's usually when I take my laxatives before work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty... when you say boost, is that like the propellant from the shit?
Exactly. Listen, we're not getting on shit again because we spent a whole episode that got deleted because that's all we talked about. And I don't understand. That was mine, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I brought up that really nice topic.
Nope.
Oh.
Yep, we're done there.
That I'm not going to bring back up.
Hey, follow us on our socials.
Yeah.
Twitter and Instagram.
But we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up here for tonight. And as always,
wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up. Watch out for fallen babies.
Put a helmet on that soldier.
That's right. That could go, because it is Veterans Day, so it could go either way. Yeah, put a helmet on, soldier. Look at that. That was beautiful.
There we go. What is it like?
But I am really bad at any intros or outros, as I appreciate you guys being here as always, and all the listeners, and you guys are absolutely fantastic, and I'm tanking awful.
You're doing great. You're doing great. Just keep talking.
You guys are
just fill the dead air.
You guys are beautiful.
Everyone.
But you guys have a wonderful evening. Love you guys.
Have a great day.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.